You're listening to a special Easter edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, a reflection of the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
You gotta love Easter season. Love that intro music. You gotta love Easter season. Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter. Let's not forget, it's not over yet. In fact, this week we're taking a look at the fifth Sunday of Easter. Here we go. First reading comes from Acts of the Apostles. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 14, verses 21 through 27. Our psalm response comes from Psalm 145. Our revelation is our second reading. Our second reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 5. And our gospel from St. John. This is one of those Riddler-friendly gospels. The gospel of St. John, chapter 13, verses 31 to 33. Love is a lot of things. And we like to assign a lot of different words to love. In fact, we often use the word love in places of when we should use the word like. You know, I love pizza. And in fact, we should say I like pizza. I've met several people in my life, several teenagers, young adults, even adults who say that they love another person when what they really should say is I lust that other person. We play pretty fast and loose with the word love in our culture, unfortunately. Yet this week's readings really give us a tremendous opportunity to comprehend some of the things that go along with love, to understand not just what love is and what love isn't, but what love requires. Love requires sacrifice. Love requires determination. Love requires selflessness. And as we're told elsewhere in Scripture, love endures all things. And my brothers and my sisters, I want you to keep that in your heart this week when you read these readings. Love endures all things. In this first reading, again, we get back to the Acts of the Apostles, and this really is one of the gems of the New Testament. If you've never read through Acts, you don't just have to do it during Easter season. It's a great book to read. And in this scene, we have Paul and Barnabas. They've been proclaiming the good news in the city. They've made numbers of disciples, and now they return to Lystra and then to Iconium and to Antioch. And as you listen to this reading, again, you have to be careful, because when you start to hear cities like Pamphylia, Perga, Antioch, maybe your brain might start to wander, because these aren't cities we talk about often. But the important things to take from this is that every time they go to a new city, they are either trying to create a church from scratch, where they're bringing the gospel for the first time to people who have never heard it, or they're returning to cities where they've been before and they've shared the gospel. And maybe some of the people are still following the Lord, still following Christ, but others have fallen off. But there's always a sense in their preaching of urgency, and there's always this rally cry, this passionate, urgent rally cry for people to stick with it, to stick with the Lord, to stick with the gospel, to put up with hardship, because in the process of all this, people were being martyred. In the process of all this, they were trying to learn what it means to really live a communal life, to become a church, to become one body, to forgive. I mean, this was so new. This monotheistic God was such a new concept in most of the cultures they were going into. So when they're saying it's necessary for us to undergo many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, notice what they're saying. They're not saying, hey, it's just a possibility. If you lead the Christian life, you might end up having a hard time. They're saying it is necessary for us to have a hard time. There are going to be hardships. There are going to be obstacles, partly because of our own sin and our own pride, and partly because what we're trying to do is going to be attacked by the evil one and by others who don't understand it. So they're saying, put up with hardship. This is normal. And they kept proclaiming the word, and they kept sailing to new cities, and they kept calling the church together, and they kept trying to spread the love of God and encourage them to live in the love of God and to endure hardship by the love of God and to endure hardship for the love of God. And when you read this reading, sometimes it can be lost, because as hard as it might be for us to live the Christian life today, and certainly it's hard, it's not as though we're having to go to many places and tell people about Jesus for the first time. And a lot of the people that we're talking to at least have some familiarity with the Lord. But sometimes we still, lack endurance. Sometimes we still grow lazy in that, and we shouldn't. We need to keep enduring through it. For people that have fallen away from the church, for people that want nothing to do with the church, those people that you invite all the time to go and you've given up because you start to think they're never going to change, you need to endure. And you need to endure the hardship. For those of you in youth ministry who might be having a hard time keeping people going, keeping the youth group going, keeping the parish going, whatever it is, you need to endure because the gospel is worth it. Because in the end, we will be victorious. And that's what it's reminding us of in this second reading. John says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth and a new holy city and a new Jerusalem coming out of heaven, prepared as a bride for her husband. Remember, the bride is the church and husband is Christ. And I heard a loud voice, behold, God's dwelling is the human race, and he will wipe away every tear, and there shall be no more death and no more mourning, no more wailing, no more pain. Do you see what he's saying? If you can hold on till the end, if you can endure, there's no more wailing, there's no more crying, there's no more mourning. It's new, and it's glorious, and it's beautiful, because that's what love does. It creates life, it brings new life, and it puts a death to pain. And that's why this gospel might be very confusing when you hear it. Now, if the Son of Man is glorified and God is glorified in him, if God is glorified in him, God will glorify him in himself, and he will glorify him at once. That's seven glories and glorifies in only two sentences. I encourage you, I'm not trying to be flippant here, read through the gospel, pray through the gospel. It's very deep. And listen to what he's saying. I'm only going to be with you for a little while, so I'm giving you a commandment, and that commandment is to love one another. Love each other as I loved you. Put up with this stuff. Put up with the hardship. Endure by love, endure through love, endure for love. And if you do that, God will be glorified. God will be glorified in you, and God will be glorified in general. And I will be glorified in God. Okay? If we love like Christ, if we love in Christ, if we love for Christ, if we love Christ in others, we are glorifying Christ. We are glorifying God. We're glorifying the gospel, and we're enduring. That's what it means to endure in love on a daily basis, that you seek not your glory and not your comfort, but God's glory and God's comfort, no matter if it's a good day and a sunny day or if it's a cloudy day with hardship. Because my brothers and my sisters, love ain't a river and it ain't a razor and it ain't just a hunger and it ain't just a flower. Love is God. God is love. And love requires sacrifice and selflessness and endurance. And that's who we lean into, and that's why we lean in each week and love other people. Because in loving, we are like God. It's what he told us to do. It's what he challenges us to do. And it's what he does to us every day. He loves us even when we're unlovable. So my brothers and my sisters, this week, love the unlovable. Endure so that we can all be back together with love someday. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.